Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. Thanks for listening. This is the place to be for a quick 1 to 2 minute hit of fundraising wisdom. If you want more tips and tools for fundraising success, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's pitchconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. Today's topic is, to gala or not to gala, what are the hidden costs of your fundraising event? A lot of nonprofits really struggle with the idea of whether or not to hold a fundraising event or a fancy fundraising gala, especially if it's something they've done year to year. While most nonprofits are pretty good at figuring out the direct costs, things like facility rental, catering, flowers, invitations, a lot of nonprofits don't really calculate some of the hidden costs. One of the biggest hidden costs is staff time. And what I mean by that is sit down and figure out how many staff hours are going to go into planning and implementing this event, and what is the financial value of that time. Another big hidden cost is opportunity cost. What are you not going to be able to do because your staff time is devoted to running this event? So if you sit down and calculate both the direct and the indirect or hidden costs, the big one being the staff time, that'll give you a better idea if the event is really worth it based on what it's going to cost you and how much income you can expect to bring in. Thanks for listening, and visit pitchconsulting.com for more ideas and inspiration.